Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and I'm halfway through my 13th habit, and it's a lot of fun. If you listened to the last episode, you'll know that I decided to start playing the piano. But it's very different from the other habits, and I only really realised a few days in, because all of my previous habits have been about leading a healthier, less stressful, and more organised life, you know, with the intention of leaving 2018 a better version of the woman I went into it as. Not a bad pursuit. This new habit, the one I'm dedicating a certain amount of time each day, which has usually been around 30 to 45 minutes, might have the benefit of flexing my dedication to a cause and to a goal muscle. But honestly, it's also the most fun I've had during this challenge, or during these 13 weeks so far. It's not 13 weeks, is it? It's 26. Great at sums. Maybe that should be one of my 26 habits. Emma goes back to math school. If you listen to the last episode, you'll know that I bought the keyboard in question last year. But since then, it's been sitting on top of my bookcase, unused for months. And every time anyone comes round for dinner or for drinks or just to hang out, they're like, oh, do you play the piano? And I go, no. And I sort of feel like a fool that it's essentially become an ornament. So I dusted it off, but then it was a case of now what? So I talked about how when I was a kid, I played the clarinet and took to reading music quite easily. But with that said, I've gone down the route of using apps, and I haven't been sitting there with music books trying to find my notes again. What I didn't realise is how many apps there are out there that teach you to play instruments. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. The first one I tried was one where you're prompted by coloured lines to hit keys at certain times. So on the screen, you've got the keyboard at the bottom, and then these coloured lines with the length of time that you hold the key for come down. And then when they touch the key, that's when you hit the key. And it's great. And my entry level was Adele's Rolling in the Deep, which I put on a tempo, which you can slow down, because obviously playing the full thing at full speed is a bit much to start with. So I slowed it down to something like 25%, and it was fun, but it was way too advanced even then. And actually, it felt a bit more like an arcade game of hit the right key at the right time rather than actually learning music. So a couple of days in, it was actually an ad that cropped up on my Instagram feed for a piano playing app. And I thought, well, that goes to show that all that the internet is listening, listeners. But I thought, well, I'll just take a look at it and see what it's all about. And it's called Simply Piano by Joy Tunes. This isn't sponsored. They haven't asked me to mention them. I literally found it via my Instagram feed and thought, well, I'll click on it and see what it's all about. But it allows you to crucially learn from scratch, and you learn by reading music. So when you initially log in, it says I'm starting from scratch, or I've got a bit of knowledge, or no, I'm fine, I'm very advanced, or whatever it might be. And it is like music lessons, where you learn a note at a time and along the way build that muscle of reading music. So you start off with three notes, you play one of them over and over again, then another one over and over again, then another one over and over again. And then you make a little melody out of all three, and then you have to jump from one to another, leaving the middle one out. So you kind of realize A, how they sound, and B, how it feels to play them whilst reading the music, which is good. And I can get lost in it for ages. So I actually have to put the timer on my phone to stop me at 45 minutes, because I could easily spend an hour plus just doing these tutorials, practices, and other sections you have to complete. And the other thing that's brilliant about it is it listens to your keyboard. So if you make a mistake, it hears it, and it'll note, like, the note will come up red as opposed to blue, I think it is. And if you make too many mistakes, it sort of does this thing where it goes going into practice mode, and it takes you over the basics of that particular section again. And then once you've mastered them, it takes you back where you left off. So like I said, I'm loving it. It seems really easy, and I just find the fun in it. I feel like it's something I can do very easily when I sit down and I'm sitting at the piano and I'm following these tutorials. I love it. Again, if you listen to the last podcast, you'll know that I used to sit at the typewriter in my family home during summer holidays doing touch typing tutorials. And I used to love that. And it's just, it's awakened a similar muscle or whatever it might be. It's awakened something in me that's very similar in that I can just sit and do it. And as long as I'm doing it and I'm learning, I find it hard to pull myself away. More than a habit, though, this is proving to be a really lovely way to unwind. And this is something I wasn't expecting. It's a bit like, you know, at the gym when you'll go hell for leather, and then maybe with HIIT training is a great example. So you do like the really high intensity bit, and then you'll do something that follows it that is still exercise, but compared to what you've just done, doesn't feel like exercise, and it might be active recovery. It feels like that. So I know I'm doing something that's good for me, but it doesn't feel like hard work. And it's also firing up a part of my brain that I haven't even tried to use since I was a kid. And that's to read music. I'm honestly thoroughly enjoying it. And as all of the habits go so far, it feels like a slightly more indulgent, fun way to a better version of me than the others. And that's not to say the other habits haven't been great, but making a conscious effort not to drink shop-bought coffees for a fortnight is very different from making the decision to sit at the keyboard every day, which then leads to nearly an hour of distraction and fun. Am I in any way becoming competent at playing piano? The short answer is no, but I'm better than I was a week ago, and I can read a few notes, and I can understand a few more musical symbols and how to read them. So as far as I'm concerned, that's great news and it's progress. And none of these habits are limited to the 2 weeks. With intermittent fasting, that's extended. I meditate infrequently. So all of these things are things that I can keep coming back to. And I feel as though it's very timely that I'm doing this habit now, halfway through this challenge, because it's really influenced how I want to approach the second half of 26 habits. Maybe I'll throw in a few more like this, a commitment to do something that then leads to something else. All of the habits so far have actually been quite solitary. They're very personal. And I'm wondering how to add a social element to this, perhaps. What do you think? Would you like me to do that sort of thing? Do you have any suggestions for habits you would like me to try in the second part of 26 habits? You can email me to let me know, and that address is thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can suggest and perhaps even start a discussion in the Facebook group. The link to join will be in the show notes. I am honestly off right now to go and practice my piano, so that's where I'll be if you need me. And the likelihood is I'll be sharing it on Instagram, where I am at Emma Guns. If this is the first time you are listening to a 26 Habits episode and you would like to know more or go back through the back catalogue and see what the other habits have been, you can scroll back through this feed on Apple Podcasts, or you can also head over to the pool, the link will be in the show notes, where all of the habits are in chronological order and very easy to find. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one. And this is me, Emma Beethoven Guns, signing off.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.